Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you.
Oh.
But now you're gone and only these words remain.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday. Night daytime after dark. I always say it was Wednesday. I don't know why my mind is saying it's Wednesday. Maybe I want it to be Friday again. I don't know. But I am very, very, very excited for our guest tonight because he's been on here before and he's a complete sweetie. And also, we have our birthdays 2 days apart, which I think is really cool. So let's welcome Michael Swan. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you guys?
We are doing good. It's very cold in Seattle. I'm not looking forward to the winter because it's just been cold and rainy and, you know, I prefer it to be, nice
where I
weather,
am,
but
91 degrees.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get that until the summer, so, I mean, that's fine, I guess. But, how are you, and have you been working on any more projects?
Oh, well, yeah, a couple. Actually, day after tomorrow, the 24th, I have a new series that starts. I have a small recurring role in a new series that starts on PureFlix. It's a comedy, and I haven't done a comedy since. I haven't done a comedy since MASH. I haven't done a comedy since MASH. So this will be a new thing for me. It's a great show called Mood Swings. It premieres day after tomorrow on Pure Flix, which is, as you probably remember, where my previous series, Hilton Head Island, was airing. And it's, once again, it's written and produced by Crystal Hunt, who played my daughter on Hilton Head Island. And I get to work with my dear old friend Robin Riker. And she and I go back several years, like almost 20 years. And so it's a lot of fun. It's a comedy, and it's about four generations of women in the same family. And the matriarch of the family is played by Diane Cannon.
That seems so cool. I mean, that seems really... Number one, like a really awesome concept, and oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see it. So what, where can people see it again?
So it will be on the same network as my last series, Hilton Head Island, which is PureFlix, as you know, which is a kind of a faith-based Netflix. Huge.
Oh, okay. Well, another thing I can binge on Netflix. This is going to be good, bad, I don't know. I love Netflix. So, yeah, I cannot wait to watch it, people. Put it on your Netflix and, you know, we got to watch it.
No, not
that
Netflix.
That is awesome.
Not Netflix. Pure Flix. PureFlix. Right. It's like Netflix, only it's a faith-based streaming service.
Okay, I get it now.
Okay, good.
That's what I was going to ask you. So, was it fun or was it nerve-wracking to go back and do comedy? When you haven't done
I'm sorry,
comedy,
something's
really
happening with
nervous
our connection
it?
Where you're cutting out. Something's happening with our connection where you're cutting out now. I can't understand you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now that seems better.
You're welcome for asking no matter what you do, Michael, but, you know,
no,
I remember
is,
you on that.
I'm sorry, this isn't working. Maybe I can call you back or you can call me, but you're cutting out. So I'm sorry to say, but I'd be happy to talk to you again if we can figure out how to get a better connection.
We love on the show. We've always loved you on the show. And
okay,
now you sound better.
It's working. Okay.
Yeah, and I really do want you back on Bold and Beautiful, by the way.
That probably won't ever happen.
Why do you think that won't ever happen, Michael?
Well,
I'm
71 years old now, and you know they already have their older players that were on there for much longer than I was, and I don't know what's even going on that show anymore. I understand that Patrika Darbo kind of revived the Spectra family. I did a movie with her about 5 years ago called Boonville Redemption.
Okay.
I don't think Brad Bell is interested in having my character back on the show anymore since Macy, who was played by Bobby Eakes, as you probably remember, is no longer on the show. And so I think that family thing is kind of dead. So I've moved way on from there. So the stuff on Pure Flix is what's happening for me at this moment. Hilton Head Island, we have two seasons, and now Mood Swings. And like I said, it's great for me because it's a comedy. And you can go to pureflix.com and get a 30-day free trial, or go to look at on Instagram at Mood Swings, or on Twitter at Mood Swings.
Okay, I mean, that is really cool. And, yeah, like I said, when the show gets more and more, into it, we would love to have you back for it. And besides that, what else are you doing? Are you doing anything else
the
only thing you've been doing?
I finished a movie about 6 months ago with my good friend of 40 years, the writer-director Charles Dennis. We did Barking Mad with Neil Dixon and Patty McCormick and Ed Asner, Fred Malamed, Kate Vernon, Lauren Lester, Rochelle Carson, a Charles Dennis movie. I believe you can actually see it on YouTube.
Okay, people, we have to do that. I think it's great that you're staying busy and getting work. I think it's great. And
So do I.
I mean, sometimes, you know, like you said, 71, sometimes people want to slow down, but some people don't know how to slow down. You know, I don't think my dad ever going to slow down. So I
certainly don't know how to slow down. I've been a professional actor now for 50 years. So my first professional job as an actor was in 1968. So it's been almost 51 years that I've been a professional actor, and I certainly don't know how to slow down, and don't know what I'd do if I did.
Well, yeah, I mean, you never know what you would do when you, you know, if you retire, but I think it's great that you haven't, but I kind of have a little boring pick with you, but it's like a little one. Okay, you kind of freaked me out in the Friday the 13th movie and Jason Lives movie to the point where I cannot watch horror movies ever again because I think either I'm going to dream about it or someone's going to come in my window and attack me. And David, who's our co-host and my PR manager, loves it and loves horror movies and feels there's something wrong with him because, I mean, he loves you and our lows. And, but I, on the other hand, it just freaks me out, but I want to say that you did a great job because it was on the other night, and I'm like, okay, maybe you're brave. Okay, let's see if you can be brave and watch it. Okay, all the way through with the covers over my head, and, you know, I'm still traumatized, but I think you were great in those kind of movies, but, you know, I think you were so great on Mass. I think that's one of the greatest shows that were on, you know.
Well, a lot of people consider Friday the 13th Part 6 the best of the series. And I must say, the director, Tommy O'Loughlin, did a great job writing and directing. And it was fun to work, you know, at night. I mean, this is, oh my God, we're talking almost 40 years ago now. We worked all night, every night. And then the guy that owned the motel we were staying in Covington, Georgia, also owned the bar next door. So he would open the bar at 7 o'clock in the morning when we were done shooting, and he'd keep the bar open till 10 o'clock, and then we'd all go to bed and wake up at 5:30 and go back to work.
Wow.
Yeah, that was great.
That must have been a really you know, fast kind of pace. You know, back then. Well, back then, did you guys do like one show a week, or was it?
Well, no. Friday the 13th Part 6 was a movie.
Was it more than one?
It was a movie, so there was not any episodes. It was a movie, so.
Oh, okay. Well, then the TV show, and then the movie. So, you know, and. You know, because I wanted to know if you worked with Alan Arden, you know, because I think he's great, and, you know, he's in my favorite movie same time next year because that doesn't freak me out. But, yeah, and I was going to say to you, when you were on at the Virtues, how did that go for you? Because you were really good on As the Virtues, so did you like being on As the Virtues, or was it, because that was in New York.
Oh, sure, probably, I did that job for almost 10 years, 9.5 years, and it was a great, a wonderful character to play. It was, you know, I got to do the Scottish accent that played Duncan McKechnie, and I had, there were a couple milestones in the show. The gal that played opposite me from 1990-1991 was Tamara Tooney, a beautiful African-American actress that we had the first really successful interracial relationship on network television. And we also had the first interracial baby born on network television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Duncan and Jessica.
And also, I remember seeing you on Moodoo Sea Road, which I thought, again, you did a really good job. How was looking on that? Because I still love Angela Lansbury. So how was that?
Well, Murder, She Wrote was one of the last jobs I did when I was working at Universal. I did probably about 50 guest star jobs on all the shows at Universal and MGM and Columbia Pictures Television back in the 70s and 80s. And the last two jobs I had before I went to As the World Turns on primetime television were Murder, She Wrote and Magnum P.I.
Another great TV show. I mean, another great location, because Hawaii, I would love, you know, I think Hawaii would be a great TV location, because you can work, and after you go to work, you can go be on the beach, and I think that would be
Before you work, you could actually go surfing, which I used to do. I actually went to high school in Hawaii. My dad lived in Hawaii
for 40 years.
Yeah, so it was great for me to do a guest star job on Magnum, because they put me up in the Colony Surf Hotel condos, which is where my dad had his condo. And so I was actually there with Dad doing in the same building at the foot of Diamond Head in Waikiki in Christmas 1985.
Wow. That is awesome. Well, I'm going to bring on my guy, because they will kill me if they don't really talk to you, and I don't really want to die from both of them, because they will. Bobby.
All right.
Bobby, you're on first.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. I'm very well interested in seeing what this new project of yours is going to be like, because, I mean, can you say it's on PureFlix?
Yes, it'll be on PureFlix starting day after tomorrow on the 24th.
Okay.
And it's Diane Cannon, Robin Riker, Crystal Hunt, who actually wrote and produced a comedy.
Right.
So
I know Crystal very well, because we've been friends for years on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
Because I've tried to talk her into coming back to another soap since One Life to Live, and then since she left One Life to Live and got in light about 10 years ago. So I've been trying to convince her to come back to a soap. But I'm just happy that she's involved in this. And hopefully
she's the creator. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully that'd be a good guest, Carly, to have on the show, Crystal, because I sent you an IM about that a minute ago. But
Crystal is actually the star of the show,
mm-hmm.
along with Diane Cannon and Robin Riker. I play Robin Riker's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So. And you was on Man in P.I., the original Man in P.I. What was it like working with Tom Selleck?
Oh, well.
Because he was a big name back then, and I know he made a comeback on Friends in a recurring role opposite
He has a series still running. NYPD Blues.
He's on Blue Bloods.
He's still doing his show. We've been friends ever since then. The interesting thing back then was that I had a series at Universal before Tom called Cliffhangers that I did with Susan Anton.
Mm-hmm.
And our hair wrangler my hair wrangler at the time, Bridget McNamara. became his hair wrangler on Magnum. And she was on Magnum for 5 years.
Right.
Married. It's escaping me now what her married name was, but she works still all the time. And so Tom and I had Bridget in common. So we became friends, and Tom's mother and my mother were very good friends in
mm-hmm.
the organization called Motion Picture Mothers.
Mm-hmm.
They're both gone now, but, you know, I still see Tom once in a while.
Yeah.
And he's doing great. You know, he's still got his series on.
Yeah,
I believe it's
I was
on
just going to say if he ever wants to have a men reunion, maybe he can look you up and just see if he can get you on the Blue Bloods.
Well,
okay.
Well, show business doesn't work that way. But if it did,
yeah,
that
I
would
know.
Be great.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, that's all I have to say, and I'll let David come on board and talk to you, because I'm sure he has a lot more questions than I do as far as
okay, cool. Good to talk
everything.
To you. Very good.
But great talking to you, yeah. And I'll talk to you again soon next time you come on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, David. I mean, Bobby, I'm going to put David on. I don't know why I get your boys mixed up sometimes, but I do. yeah, I do. David, you're on the line.
Hi, Michael, how you doing?
Hey, David, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great.
Good.
I agree with you. My Friday 13, Friday 6 is a great movie. It's the best one. I agree with you. And yeah. yeah, I love Friday 13, so I just watched it the other night. Yeah, so you've been on my so many shows. I really saw you on my show at all. I would like doing that show.
Which show?
My show at all. My show at all. My show at all.
Oh, I'm still not getting what David say once again.
My show at all. How was they doing that? I saw you doing my show at all.
My
show at all.
I'm still not getting it. Still not good. Sorry.
Martial law.
Martial
law?
I never did martial law. Does it say that I did martial law on IMDb?
Yeah.
It does? Really? Must be a different Michael Swan. I never did martial law. Or if I did, I don't remember.
It does say that you also want chips. Would I do no chips?
Oh, wait, no, wait. Was martial law the one with the big kung fu guy?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, so my old director friend, Ron Satloff, hired me to do that job. And I didn't really have a big role. I had the role of a CEO or something in a boardroom, and I only had a few lines. But I just did it because my old friend, Ron Satloff, who I had done so many shows for at Universal and other studios. I did a lot of shows for Ron Satloff, and he just asked me to come and do that show, and so I did. Yeah, martial law was not a big deal for me. However, you know, all the shows at Universal were. I did probably 40 guest star jobs at Universal.
Yeah.
Or in the 70s and 80s. Yeah.
It was like working on MASH.
Well, you know, what an honor to be. So the story is that when I was under contract to MGM Television, I was doing Medical Center and another show called Executive Suite. I had recurring roles. This is back in the early 70s. And I was also working as a wine consultant at Wally's Liquors, which is now the biggest and most respected wine store on the West Coast. I was working for Steve Wallace, and one of his customers was Gene Reynolds, who was one of the creators of MASH. And Gene and I got to talking. I was 25 years old, I think. And he said, Okay, well, you're an actor. Well, MASH had been on for like 2 or 3 years. He said, I'll get you on the show. And sure enough, I did the very last half-hour episode of MASH ever made. So Gene fulfilled his promise. And it was actually the very last episode of MASH ever made because the two-hour finale was made 4 months earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been on so many shows.
I've been an actor for 50 years. So thank you, God, for letting me have such a great career.
What about Hardcastle and McCormick?
Hardcastle and McCormick. Oh, okay. Well, so I did the pilot of Hardcastle and McCormick. We did that in Vegas. And then the director that I mentioned earlier, Ron Satloff, hired me to do a two-part episode with the great singer that also guest-starred the great singer, Steve Lawrence.
Yeah.
So I got to play a bad guy with the great, late, wonderful actor and friend, Alex Rocco. And I did two shows with Alex Rocco, as him being the mob boss and me being the henchman. Alex passed away a couple of years ago, and we did that show where I kind of got to rough up Steve Lawrence a little bit.
Mm.
And Alex, I don't know if you remember. You remember The Godfather? Alex was the owner of the casino that that Michael Corleone wanted to buy, and gets shot while he's having a massage. Anyway, Alex did a lot of great, wonderful roles and was a good friend. And so we got to do that. And then Alex and I also did an episode of oh, God, what was that show with the kid from Texas? I can't remember. So Alex and I played mob boss and henchman a couple of times, but it was the director, Ron Satloff, that got us together, and we were friends for many years.
Okay, that's when you're on Chips, too, like we're going on Chips.
Chips was my first guest star job. I was at MGM Television when Chips started. And I believe I did my guest star job in the first season. I believe it was 78 that I did my first guest star job on Chips. Yeah, that was great fun. Then I went on to do like 40 more guest star jobs. I was over at Universal because MGM TV kind of shut down after Chips, and so I moved over to Universal Television and did many guest star jobs there. Then I had a series with Susan Anton called Cliffhangers. That was in 79. Yeah. And then, it's interesting, you're probably looking at IMDb. And so a lot of people go by IMDb as the Bible. The problem IMDb has is they don't fully research soap opera. So if you look at me and you see As the World Turns, it says I did 160 episodes. I did over 900 episodes of As the World Turns. But they won't fix it. And they're kind of daring a bunch of us to sue them for not reporting properly, which is what they think, or what we think, is they've set themselves up as the arbiters of everybody's career and who has done what. but they will not fix so many of our shows and so many of our statistics. There are many soap opera actors that do not have their proper shows reported because IMDb says we have to enter the shows ourselves. Anyway, so that's the IMDb story.
That's great. Well, it's great having you on there. And I congratulate you on your new show, hoping to do well. And we then you come back and talk about it.
Okay, well, I'd love to. So, yeah, it premieres on the 24th on PureFlix. PureFlix.com and at Mood Swings. So you can go to both of those and get some info and look at the new show. It's fun to be doing a comedy again.
That's great. That's great. Thanks for
coming. Cool. David, are you done with your questions?
Do I have more? But no, I'm done. Yeah, go on.
Well, I was just, you know, curious. I have a question. Okay, I know you did Playgirl back when. And because I do my full research. And how was that? I mean, okay, I would be a little scared if it were me. But how was that doing that for you? I mean, how was doing the search? And
it was fun. I mean, you know, I said, you know, I'm not going to do completely naked. So get used to that. But we had some fun. We did the shot with the log in my living room in Pomona, New York, and that was a joke. So we had fun with that, and then I wasn't in that great a shape back then, but it was fun to do, and you know, it was my first time being on the cover of a magazine, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, I never got to be on the cover of a magazine before, so that was great. I loved it.
I think that is really, really cool. And like I said, we would love to have you back. So just get a hold of David like in a month so we can discuss how the new show and everyone is liking it. And remember, everyone, it's QFlex, and I just found it. And for people that want to see it, you can start a free month now. And so I just thought I would let the viewers know. It's called QFlex.com, and, you know, you can start your trial for a free month. So that's good for people. So, yeah.
Exactly, and the name of the show is Mood Swings. So when you get on to PureFlix.com, you just do a search for Mood Swings, and you'll find us.
Exactly, and thank you so much for coming on. And we just get a hold of David, and we will get you back on really soon.
It'll be my pleasure, and thanks again, you guys.
Okay, have a great night.
Always great talking
Bye-bye.
To you. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay,
great.
You guys are both on.
Hey.
Oh,
how
did
I do?
Bobby,
hey.
How
did
I do?
You did great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, both
as
of you.
Always. As always, you do great.
We have some announcements. I am very pissed off at YNR right now. Okay. They breaking news. I'm not happy about this. They just let go of Daniel Godlin.
No.
Who plays
Kane.
Kane on Lionel. I am so pissed off. People, you know, this is unacceptable. I mean, what? Are you going to erase the whole Winter family? You know, Kristoff is bad enough. Kristoff's gone. Well, he can't. He cannot really help it because, you know, he's kind of in heaven. But Devon is going to be the only member standing. Lily might come back for a second, but come on, this is wrong on every level. And you know what people treat? Facebook, you know, CBS Tonight, tell them how wrong it is. You know, I haven't been this mad at CBS in a long time, so I want to announce that. And I want to announce Friday, so I'm looking very, very, very forward to Friday night. We are interviewing Teo Penguin from Days of Alive, Tony DiMera and Andre DiMera, and Victor Cassadine from the No Hospital, and he has done much more stuff. And so that's on Friday. And I'm looking on getting a guest for next week.
Yeah, I think, Carly, I think depending on the weather, I probably more than likely will be on the air. It just depends on if it's going to be too cold or too wet. Because the last time I checked my app, they're calling for rain on Friday. So more than likely I'll be on the air. Otherwise, I'll let you know probably about 6:30 my time if I can be able to be on the show or not that night.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that's really cool. The other thing I want to say is I'm not caught up on Zeno Hospital from Monday, but I love the Coley and Sasa talk, and I'm sick of all the Coley haters out there. You need to fight the fuck up. Okay, I didn't mean to use the F word, but I'm mad. You know what? Coley owns her mistakes. She's always owned her mistakes. So for everyone out there who says Coley never owns her crap, oh, that makes me want to scream, but I won't scream on air, but I want to scream on air. But I won't scream on air, but I really want to scream on air because it's bullshit, and everyone knows it. And I just want to say the baby is cute. And I just want to say before everyone is still panning in a really bad place.
I'm now friends with the babies that are Donna on Instagram.
Well, Hayden's baby came before Michael's baby. So, you know, for everyone, of course I want Michael to have his kid back. But I just think that, you know, I have to catch up with Monday and Tuesday, but I'm not that someone 2 weeks behind here, but I'm not going to say whom. And I just want to see, I want to say thank you to David because he got me into the word brace, so I'm in love. Um, You know, I would love, you know, to see more stuff going on, you know, the age. And we have a big cast. We have a big, big cast on General Hospital. And the reason why we are not seeing Donna every day is because you can't with babies more than a certain amount of time, people. And, Boyd, did you have anything to say?
Well, I know, well, according to what I read online, and I don't know if this has happened already yet or not, but I think Jocelyn's supposed to get arrested again in TH. And, I mean, what's going on with that girl?
Both said, you know what? You know what? Michael's going after Valentine. And I want Michael to go after Valentine's ass. But once Valentine needs to go down, you know, after what he did to my Spencer and my Laura, you know, and trying to switch his Sonny's life, I'd be done, Valentine. And you threw Sasha under the bus for this whole thing when you did this. And Sasha is not a con artist. Sasha, you know what got pulled into this because of Valentine. And that damn bastard, you know, I'm not a Zach fan at all, but I thought I would never say this. But Zach killed the son of a bitch. He would be doing me a big favor. on two counts. And I just want to say that the biggest con artist ever led is Donald Dump. And, you know, we are going to get him out of office before the end of the year. You know, I really believe that. I hope you guys are believing that too, because I think, he's digging his own grave every day. Every day he's digging his grave more and more.
Yeah, and what's the latest thing he did? Pull our troops out of Syria, yet they're having trouble with Turkey as far as the Kurds go.
You know,
and
I mean,
he wanted to have his little summit the next year in Florida, but can't have it, according to what I've heard on the news.
You know, and I just want to say, because I haven't lost days, but I thought it was kind of testing that Zuli did call and, you know, wanted to thank Gabby for saving her life. That was really, I thought, you know, a good moment. You know, and everyone, we knew Zuli wasn't going to die. Come on, you know. You know, there would be riots in the whatever. If Zuli was, if they killed Zuli off, you know, Dave Watson was not going to have it, people. So, you know,
right.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but your damn Colorado needs professional help, because letting Louise Surreal go and not want Louise Surreal back, your little buddy that you love so much, David, needs to go. You know, I mean.
Well, you tried to not to do this again. The change for a.
You know,
Ryan, Ryan did right. But he's a great writer.
And breaking news, General Hospital star Matt Cornyn will be an anchor on Entertainment Tonight. Oh my God, I can look at his eyes every night. Oh, and we want to send out condolences. I feel so bad. Mickey Houghton Zong called, passed away today.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, I may be a little late to the game, but you might be able to help me on this, Carly, and David, you can help me on this too. But was he at work on General Hospital at one time or
No, you are mistaken.
You know, and a lot of people do this. When Don Clark retired, you know, not retired but left for a little while, you had Don Inger, who played Edward, going from General Hospital to Dades.
Yeah. I just kind of got those two guys mixed up. I'm sorry. I got those two mixed up. My fault.
Right. Hold on. I just want to make sure I'm correct because when I heard about Don Clark today, I just, you know, broke down in tears because, you know, he was just so great on Days. You know, him and Maggie were great together. Prior to Days of Our Life, Bobby, he was on the Twilight Zone. He was also on The New Breed of Death Valley Days, Heart to Heart, Dr. Quinn. He was in a lot of movies, and he is survived by his wife, Patty, and his daughter, actress, Melinda Clark, has been in a lot of shows. He was 88 years old. So, you know, I mean, but, you know, and we should say, send out a little prayers to
His family.
The president, the one that took a fall today,
Jimmy Carter.
Yes. He's home from the hospital, but he has a fractured hip or knee. And at that age, you have to be careful. You know, when they have a fractured hip or knee, anything like that, they can get pneumonia. And he's the oldest living president, and he wants dumb in peace. And I just want to say before we go, Lindsey Graham, I can't stand you. And you were John McCain's best friend, and you're siding with him. You're siding with the enemy. You're siding with someone who went after your best friend every day of his dying life. And McCain's dead, and he's still going after McCain. And just for everyone to know, Hunter Biden was cleared of all the wrongdoing in the Ukraine, which is a bunch of shit because nothing happened. But it's okay for the president's kids to work overseas, and no one's looking into that. I mean, come on, let's look at Ivanka, Jared, Eric Jr., Don Jr.
Clyde.
Let's look at that before we call on Biden's kids. Hillary's kids. This has got to stop. Don't you guys agree?
Clyde. Clyde.
Yes. Yes, I know I'm going overboard, but I don't care. Maggie was here. She would be agreeing with me.
Yeah.
And I'm just mad. With the double bias here, David. There's a double bias. I mean, don't you see it, Bobby? There's a double bias.
Right. But I do want to cheer you up, Carly, and we one more thing just in case I don't come on the air Friday.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually going to see Wally Kurt in Myrtle Beach. I'm trying to get arrangements now to get the money and the plan ready by January, but I should be seeing Wally Kirk in February in Myrtle Beach, because he's going to be joined by Cassie DePaia, Nalia, and Jacob, and Brady in Myrtle Beach. So I'm going to get a chance to hang out and ask some follow-up questions to what we talked about with him last month. And it would be great if sometime before then you can get him back on the show. I know he's busy with General Hospital on days, and it would be hard to get him away from anything else after the holidays. But sometime in January would be a good time if you or David can work some magic to try to get him before his stop in Myrtle Beach in February.
Bobby, what's your announcement, sweetheart?
Well, that's the announcement. I'm going to actually see Wally in Myrtle Beach in February. And if I knew about this the last time you had him on the air, I didn't know about this till maybe a couple weeks ago through Soap Digest, because at first it was saying October.
No,
and
what
then
day? What day are you going to Myrtle Beach?
Huh?
What day what day is the thing?
All right. Well, I think it's okay.
You know
February
what you
22nd
need to do.
Through
you
the 23rd.
Okay,
all right, hold on, Carly.
You need to tell him Carly loves him and we want him back on Daytime After Dark.
Right.
And I know
like
he's
I
a
said,
guy.
If you can just, right. If you can try to get him on the show either in late November or sometime in December before we go on holiday or January, it'd be a pleasure.
You, you need to tell Wally how much we love him. And
it's
really bad that you're a guy, because if you wasn't a guy, I was going to make you hug him for me.
I'll just give him a handshake and just give him a high five for you.
Okay, fine. Do a high five, because, you know, I love Wally. Wally is mine. Okay? Next is Day Eddie and Wally. And Kristoff.
Yeah.
And you know, by the way, Kristoff is in a movie on Netflix, and I haven't watched it yet because I don't want to cry.
Right, but Bobby,
if you don't mind me asking, how much was the ticket?
I haven't gotten them yet, but I'm planning to get the one where I just actually ask where I get the pictures and everything. In fact, I think I have some of the information right there. I haven't made the arrangements or got tickets yet. But it's from February 22nd and 23rd, but I'm going to the meet and greet where I can sign autographs, take pictures, and there'll be refreshments served on the 22nd, because I can't afford money for the breakfast or the dinner, in fact, or anything like that. And it's on the and I don't have any ways, unless they can get me a portable tape recorder to record the interview and have it transferred to MP3 and send and email you in time for the show or play back for you on the show in late February. But I will definitely.
Well, that's cool. And, you know, we have to make not now, but we have to make a decision, you guys, if we are going to have a show the day after Thanksgiving, or if we want to take that night off, because my nieces and nephew are all in town, which I'm excited for. And, you know, I'm sorry, the day of Thanksgiving, you eat, and the day after, you never want to eat again. I mean, that's how I am. So what do we want to do, you guys?
Well, I'm probably going to be out of town. Maybe I might be out of town or in town on the day after Thanksgiving, but I don't think I think maybe a show, maybe we'll just wait for a show the next week. Unless you come up with some sort of guest.
You know, that's fine, because, you know,
it's my birthday week.
Right. Because there's two guests.
Thanksgiving,
within,
I feel, Carly, is like.
Because, Carly, there's two guests I would love to have after the Thanksgiving break before the new year. If you can get Wally back on, that would be great, because I can talk to him more about how I'm going to possibly meet him in Myrtle Beach in February. And if you can have Crystal Hunt on the show it would be great, because if you can top tonight's guest, maybe we can talk to Crystal, because I don't know if you ever have talked to her when she was on One Life to Live as Stacy, or when you had her on in between gigs on Dying Light and One Life to Live.
And Maggie is going to be gone. Well, not gone, but Maggie won't be on the air the 28th or the 29th. So, we should go, but what are you guys doing for the rest of the night?
Well, before I go, I have the information that finally show up. It's February 22nd through the 23rd, and there's packages, and I'm just getting the $200 meet and greet package on February 22nd for the meet Wally Curry and get the autographs. But for the rest of the night, I'm just going to probably just take it easy and maybe go to bed early.
Why are you going to bed early?
I'm usually have things to do early in the morning the next day. Like I have a couple of things I got to do early in the morning tomorrow. So even though I'm off, I still got to just be myself, get prepared, and just get ready for the day tomorrow in general.
I can understand that, but I never get to sleep until like 2 lately, so. And what about you, David? What are you going to do for the rest of the night?
Well, I want to do like catching up. And there's a new show on called Emergence. You have to immerse it, Emergence. You have to watch it on 10 o'clock. It's called Emergence.
Okay.
On
Remember, you
on
guys,
Channel 10.
Remember on November, I feel like it's November, November 3rd, we turn the clocks somehow.
We turn the clock forward, because I think we lose an hour in the fall. Am I correct, David?
So we get an hour, extra sleep, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God, because I need it. Okay, good night, guys.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bobby,
good night.
Bye. Bye.
Tomorrow's a word with no guarantee.
Thank you so much all for listening. That was Dawson. There's a list of things to do. And then Cameron saying no stow, and we will be back on Friday night at 5 with Teal Penguin. So join us. Have a great night. Bye.